This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The tensions in the Middle East are having an impact on Capitol Hill. The House of Representatives is set to vote next on a resolution that would support Israel's right to self-defense and would oppose a ceasefire in Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. Republican members have criticized President Biden in recent days because he's been critical of Israel's military strategy. The resolution is symbolic and would not change any current policy. A gym that claims to have been a victim of a break-in is now recovering and celebrating with the community. You might remember our coverage, the Nexus Community Fitness and Performance Training Center. Owner Ashley Coffey says they were victims of a robbery back in January. Now she says the gym is recovering. They celebrated with a competition. Organizers say they didn't think they would have been able to do it, but the community rallied together yesterday. The goal of the competition is to simply get your body and mind moving healthily, regardless of your skill or ability. Last night's Powerball drawing numbers were drawn with a jackpot of $1.3 billion. Those were initially delayed after one jurisdiction had technical difficulties. Pueblo residents living near the Vision Hills fires can return home this morning. Officials say pre-evacuation orders have been lifted. Officials say they're getting control of it, but the fire is still considered active this morning, currently at 106 acres. While crews battled through a red flag day, the sheriff's office is hoping they won't have to battle with another unpredictable element, human curiosity. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is celebrating a pair of huge wins this weekend. One secures her spot on the 4th Colorado District Republican primary ballot on June 25th. The victory means she'll likely win the general election in the heavily Republican district. The other sees the end of the campaign for her former representative and potential rival, Ted Harvey. According to our Denver news partners, he did not earn enough support to qualify for the ballot. A new study shows the weight loss drug Wegovy does more than just help people shed pounds. Researchers found it has health benefits to people with diabetes and a common form of heart failure. Some Air Force cadets are preparing for the solar eclipse. The group is one of about 40 that are supporting NASA's research into the sun's outer atmosphere. They'll be trying to learn more about a part of the sun called the corona. That's the outermost layer of the atmosphere that can only be seen during a total eclipse. According to the Air Force Academy, 19 cadets from the Academy's Physics and Astronomy Club, as well as three faculty members, are traveling to Texas and Illinois to collect data. NASA-certified lenses will be needed to watch the eclipse for tomorrow's big event. Without them, you could suffer from permanent damage to your eyes. What you need are glasses that can be found at local retailers throughout Colorado Springs. You want to make sure they have a specific label on them, ISO 12312. They'll block out the heavy UV rays pumped out by the sun and allow you to safely see the sun as an orange circle. Authorities in Taiwan have raised the death toll in Wednesday's earthquake to 13. Three bodies were found on a walking trail near the area.
Good morning, Storm Tracker 13th. Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather. Still the chance for a stray shower across Colorado as 60 to 80 mile per hour gusts persist through the afternoon hours, with temperatures in the 50s and 60s again. Widespread red flag warnings are likely to make a comeback as humidity levels drop. Winds finally drop below damaging wind criteria, which is 58 mile per hour gusts in the evening as that prominent storm system moves further northeast. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.